This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to hear that song, Hail to the Chief, wanting to occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Who is it? I don't think it's a mystery. We're going to tell you next. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a fabulous day. And if not, guess what? We're almost midway through the week for most of us anyway. Although, does anyone work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday anymore? Raise your hand if you do. I have the special infrared glasses where I can see hands across America. And beyond our borders, I see very few hands. So it's Chris Christie. I think you all knew that. You would have raised your hands for that. It is official, right? Chris Christie thinks someone has to take down Donald Trump, and he thinks he's the person to do it. He is the former New Jersey governor, and he has been talking about, behind the scenes, a second presidential campaign. He made it official Tuesday night in New Hampshire during a town hall, vowing to not only beat the former president, but to take the 24 Republican nomination for himself. Here's a couple of quotes. I can't guarantee you success in what I'm about to do, but I guarantee you that at the end of it, you'll have no doubt in my mind who I am and what I stand for and whether I deserve it. That's why I came back to New Hampshire to tell all of you that I intend to seek the Republican nomination for President of the United States in 2024. He talked about watching the country over the last decade. He says it seems to be getting smaller and smaller in every way, in the way we talk to each other, in the way we look at each other, in the things that we talk to each other about, in the issues that we care enough about to get angry about. And he said he thought to himself, why do I continue to get this feeling that America, for the first time in its history, is getting smaller? And I concluded, we've had leaders who have led us to be small. Oh, there are some punchlines in that, but I'm going to leave them alone. So he is largely focusing on an interesting strategy in this White House bid. If you think about what happened in 2016, it is a crowded Republican field, my friends. Who are the other candidates? Are you keeping score? You got a pen? South Carolina governor, the former one anyway, Nikki Haley, South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, former Vice President Mike Pence, who will kind of officially again announce his presidential bid on Wednesday. He definitely filed the papers. Ron DeSantis, the current governor of Florida, and of course the former President Donald Trump. Leading the way, though, in all the polls is Donald Trump. Nobody has trumped Trump. So he has the edge at this point. It is interesting, I think, to see, because I don't believe that we're done. I think there may be a couple more people that will say that they're going to jump into this thing, too. And so I don't believe Chris Christie is the last to say, I'm in. It's interesting how much longer, you know, how many more months extra someone needs to run for president. If you go back in our history, oh, it was like 6 weeks before. Not now. It's well before 2024. And it takes a lot of money to run a campaign, because if you have no war chest, you're not going to go anywhere. All right, speaking of not going anywhere, it's very sad. You know, a graduation, whether it's high school graduation, I don't care if it's kindergarten graduation, when you're so proud of your young child and they make their way to the school and it's been a year and then they have a little flight up to first grade. High school graduation is a big deal. Do you remember your high school graduation? my high school graduation, there were so many people. And I don't know if I've ever told the story before on the air or not. I graduated from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. There was two schools, East and West. I graduated from East. There were 1,000 seniors that graduated. I was one of 1,000. Because we were on a big football field, the two guys that sat next to me, I had no idea who they were, but we had all these practices, and I got to meet them and sit there for however long we had to sit there, and so we kind of got to know each other and invited each other to graduation parties. Hey, we never met in the 4 years, but come on down. But think about 1,000, what that's like. And it doesn't matter, big or small, it's a big moment. So two people were shot dead, five others wounded, after a gunman opened fire in a park in Richmond, Virginia on Tuesday. High school graduates and their families emerged from a theater where commencement exercises had just wrapped up. It was a 19-year-old, and the 19-year-old is going to be charged with two counts of second-degree murder in addition to other possible offenses, according to the Richmond police chief. And that shooting specifically was outside of the Altria Theater, which is on the campus of Virginia Commonwealth University. That's where the local high school graduation ceremonies were being held. So 18 and 36, that's the ages of the two that were killed. And it was the father and son among the shooting victims. A 31-year-old man suffered life-threatening injuries, and four other males were expected to survive, you know, mostly young. The oldest was 58. There was also a 9-year-old girl who was struck by a car in all the chaos. Because then the people start the anxiety of it and how chaotic. There was a lot of people at this graduation. They just start running in all directions. So multiple other people were also injured in falls or suffered from other things that happened. What a terrible thing. You're coming out of this theater from graduation and you hear that pop, pop, pop sound and people start to run and some people fall, and it's just an awful, awful, awful thing that we are becoming, I think, too, and I don't think desensitized, I hope not, but it's becoming all too familiar. And how many times do I flip something on and do I hear, there's been a shooting? And I think, well, wait a second. Is it going to be at a church or a synagogue? Is it going to be in school? Is it going to be at a mall, in a parking lot somewhere? You know, what open area or event is this happening in? And what a sad state of affairs to say that. Pollution, pollution, pollution. If you were in New York City, you might say, well, it's New York City. I mean, you know, have I, even as a kid, driven by on the New Jersey side, looked over and you saw kind of hazy sky? But this hazy sky is from that wildfire smoke coming from Canada. And boy, that smoke is so strong, that fire is so bad, that it's just gone down the East Coast. And it's not just New York City that is being gripped by this. And it's kind of, it's more than, oh, this is awful. It is the deadly kind with the particles that are contained inside of this wildfire. Like I said, if you saw it from a distance, you would look at it and think, oh, well, you know, again, that's just the smog that happens because of all the buildings. Pro golf will never be the same. Why? Find out next.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney with an important announcement about a very serious condition.
May 24th is World Schizophrenia Day, dedicated to raising awareness of a condition affecting about 2.9 million American adults. Some symptoms of schizophrenia may include hallucinations, delusions, social withdrawal, and disorganized speech. People living with schizophrenia also may have trouble focusing or paying attention and can have difficulty with activities that are important to them. The good news is that treatment options for schizophrenia are available. It's important to talk to your healthcare provider about which treatment approach might be right for you. One way to receive schizophrenia treatment you might not know about is a long-acting injectable, or LAI. An LAI is an injection given by a healthcare provider and can last weeks or months depending on the medication chosen. To learn more about schizophrenia and an LAI treatment option for adults with schizophrenia, visit LAItreatmentOption.com. This content is sponsored by Alkermes, Inc.
The PGA Tour sold out to LIV Golf and the Saudis. Wow. In less than a year, it was the Saudis, how awful they are. They're the disruptors. You think about what has happened as far as human rights violations with the Saudis. And the PGA Tour took the high ground, and the Saudi-backed tour offered those that would jump lots and lots of money. In fact, Tiger Woods was offered 700, you did not misunderstand me, I didn't get the number wrong, $700 million just to join the LIV Golf Tour. And he wouldn't do it. He said his loyalty was the PGA and went on about that. Phil Mickelson grabbed it, the money, $200 million, and he wasn't the only one. There were others, Brooks Koepka, over $100 million to be part of the tour. So there was so much back and forth about how awful it is. And then there was Jay Monahan, the PGA Tour Commissioner, who said that all this money from a country like Saudi Arabia that treats human rights like an inconvenience is, in the end, just wrong. And so I guess he changed his mind, and so did the PGA Tour. All that tradition and history of the PGA Tour, it didn't matter because now they have merged. Boy, they painted Greg Norman to be the bad guy because he was the one who was talking to certain pros who would listen into joining the LIV Tour, and he got a lot of money to help run it from his angle. Right, they needed someone, the front guy, to do it, and now they sold out professional golf won't be the same because the PGA Tour is now partially backed by Saudi money. They did completely sell out. You think of Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud, and he's a guy. I mean, he's the guy behind all that wealth. He's the supreme ruler, in a sense, of the Saudi Arabia. So, I mean, there you go. What's interesting to me is all those that could have jumped, like I just said that Tiger Woods could have gotten $700 million just to play. He doesn't even have to, boom, you're just in it. You know, it doesn't matter. You don't win, but you get that money just to play in it. And now, certainly, with the two merging, those that got the money, and they're not going to offer that money to those other players. So then you think of the business part of that, and what does that look like when you talk about a merger, and what does that mean for the tour? Does it mean the best players? Are we talking about the best players like Australia, Asia, the Middle East, Europe? They're all part of this thing, or they could all be part of this. Could they jump sort of back and forth in it? How does that all break out? Obviously, they've looked at these angles to be out there saying, without a lot of detail, that these two are merging, though. I mean, this is a convenient end, certainly, for the PGA Tour, because LIV has unlimited resources. The Saudis have gold buried everywhere. I mean, they could have messed things up, and I think this probably played part of the reason for it, played a big part of this. They could have really, really messed things up for years with very expensive antitrust litigation. Right, and then the whole thing of poaching big names like Brooks Koepka, who just won the PGA tournament. And there were others that were in the hunt for it, so there was a lot of pressure. There was a lot of pressure for the PGA Tour to come up with more money, to hit up more sponsors, more cash, to be able to get bigger checks. So maybe the fight was just too much. They got tired of the fight and they realized, okay, we can't win this fight. We're not going to say that. We're going to embrace it and go for the merger. But isn't it interesting? The Saudis were the disruptors. I mean, that's a kind word. They were the disruptors. So they have forced the PGA Tour to capitulate, right? To wrap themselves into this. And so... Then I wonder, how will people embrace it, or will anyone really care that much? There are going to be some people that care, especially because, like I said, the PGA was fanning some of the flames of, well, look what happened to the journalist Khashoggi, how supposedly that was ordered his death, or he was cut into little pieces. The Washington Post journalist who was from Saudi Arabia, he was ordered, supposedly, cut up into pieces by Mohammed bin Salman. So how does that look? But that's not the only thing, the atrocious things that have happened to women there, etc. But I guess that's entertainment, folks. People connected to 9/11 who lost loved ones in 9/11 are furious, because that was also part of it, that, okay, no way do you embrace this. And even at one of the tour stops, which was at Trump's golf course, there were some protesters that were outside that were family members of those that were killed in 9/11, because, of course, you remember the Saudi connection. So they're condemning the PGA Tour deal with the Saudis. By the way, the PGA does maintain control over the board and the tour, but then all the other particulars, that's the other part of the business that will be pulled apart. The PGA Tour just said in a news release it's going to stay as a tax-exempt nonprofit, and it retains convenient administrative oversight of events for those assets contributed by the PGA Tour. So that means the events, the sanctioned events already, and also they're going to administer the competition and the rules and all the inside the rope responsibilities. So they're basically running the tournaments like they're running them now. And Jay Monahan is still the commissioner of the tour, and there are other pieces that are still staying in place for the PGA Tour, but there's others that will join the policy board from LIV Golf. And there are others from LIV Golf that will retain their administrative roles over the respective part of their tours. Wow. The response is going to be really, I think, the interesting part of this, the politics, etc., and how this all merges. And there's probably some of you who are saying, oh, it's golf. You know, whatever, who cares? By the way, the former president, Donald Trump, did praise this merger as beautiful. He said, you know, it's a big, beautiful, and glamorous deal for the sport. It's wonderful. Congratulations to all. And, of course, Trump, whose courses host three LIV Golf events over the 2023 season, that will continue, whatever those tournaments are. And it'll just be the question of, again, it being wrapped in into one. All right, coming up, before we skedaddle from this hour, we're going to hit the mailbag. And then also, an interesting conversation about money, money, money. Oh, imagine, in a much different direction. What are you doing with your money? Whether you have a lot of money or just a little bit of money. But before we get there, a couple of quick things. I mentioned about Chris Christie kicking off his White House bid and really kind of taking the swipe at Donald Trump. And because he leads in the polls, the former prez, he's always ready for that, right? He's always ready to make a response. And at one point, they were pretty good friends. You know, when he was president, in the beginning of his presidency, certainly. So did Trump respond? And he did. He, in a tweet, he said, how many times did Chris Christie use the word small? Does he have a psychological problem with size? Actually, his speech was small and not very good. It rambled all over the place, and nobody had a clue of what he was talking about. Hard to watch, boring, but that's what you get from a failed governor of New Jersey who left office with a 7% approval rating and then got run out of New Hampshire. This time, it won't be any different. We're diving into the mailbag. Chuck says, I'm choking on the smoke. Bill says, what's the deal with Ozempic? Is it now a weight loss drug and not about diabetes? Some of the questions you have in the mailbag.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you. USA News Update. President Biden is holding his first cabinet meeting since declaring his candidacy for re-election. Just before the meeting, he told reporters they'll be discussing a wide variety of issues.
We're focused on securing our border, combating the climate crisis, and protecting the fundamental rights of Americans.
He added the group will discuss implementing the laws his administration has passed through Congress and continuing to invest in America. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has filed paperwork for his second presidential run following his previous attempt in 2016. He is anticipated to officially launch his campaign at a town hall event in New Hampshire tonight. A federal judge is allowing the disclosure of the names of individuals who posted bond for Congressman George Santos in his criminal fraud case. The judge has granted Santos until Friday at noon to appeal the decision. Media outlets and the House Ethics Committee requested the release of that information. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, so I said we got this in our mailbag from Chuck, who says, "Hey, Kate Delaney, I really am choking on the smoke. I'm not kidding you. It's ridiculous. I live outside of New York City. All we keep hearing about is this Canadian wildfire. It's been going on forever. The air quality is absolutely unhealthy, and I believe it when I see what I'm seeing practically in my backyard, and it just continues to drift, and supposedly it's going to get much worse. The haze and just this kind of fiery red sun that you see in the morning is creepy. If you were just visiting and you kind of looked at it and took a little snapshot of it, you'd be like, oh, well, you know, there's the skyscrapers, because I have to commute in. I'm in North Jersey. And when you look across at the sky and you see the Empire State Building or the Chrysler Building, for example, it is like sort of unrecognizable. And I guess because I've heard this and seen this and everybody's talking about it, that they're talking about that there's these particles that are really part of this and are responsible for this poor, putrid air quality. So we've got this alert as far as air pollution is concerned. And they're telling people with heart or lung disease or older people or children to stay inside as much as they can and avoid the outdoors. Yikes. How long does this continue? You know what? It has been going on now for over a week, and it just seems like it's getting worse. And it is that wildfire smoke coming over from Canada, because it's the wildfire season in Canada, which has been devastatingly awful. And they've already had something like 8 million acres of land scorched across Canada, period. But the intense wildfires in Alberta, it's been like a month. So that's where it's drifting down, and that's what's being impacted. You know, I mean, even Denver, Colorado was impacted by smoke from the wildfires. And the Northeast is really getting hammered by it at this point. So the answer to when does it end, it's part of what happens that's coming across the border. You know, there's no way. There's, I mean, if only we could, right, set up some giant fan and blow it all away from the U.S. But, I mean, in all seriousness, of course not. It's going into the sky, and it's coming down. It's being booted down, and it just has to play out for as long as these wildfires go as to where it's spreading. I mean, in Canada, it's spreading. It's gone from the western provinces to Quebec. And so if you looked at a map of Canada, you would see it, and it's certainly triggered air quality alerts in other parts of the U.S., not just New York. So that's why Chuck is saying New Jersey, which he's in an area close to New York, but not exactly in New York. You're not in New York because you're in North Jersey. You got to cross over bridges, and it just depends on where you live. Wow. Yeah, so the answer is I don't know when that ends. We don't know. It depends on these wildfires and the direction the winds go and where it takes those air particles and how bad it is. The worse it gets and the direction that it goes in, that means the more it's going to hit certain areas. And when some of the areas are getting it worse, so that's the gray skies and the poor air quality, but even the Midwest, Ohio Valley is getting it too, some of that. Again, those fine particles with the smoke and the hazardous conditions of breathing. South Carolina, they've had it too. I mean, obviously New York and the northern parts of the Northeast are getting it the worst because of the proximity to Canada. But in some places, it's the worst on record, the worst that we've seen like in a couple of decades. Hey, New Haven, Connecticut, we got a lot of people listening in the great state of Connecticut. They're saying it's their worst air quality on record too. And you know, they have red, yellow, and blue, so they show you like when it's out of control. And if you look at a map of Canada, once again, you'll see that it is completely buried. Even British Columbia, Ontario, so you just go all the way across Canada and where it's pouring into Quebec. And, you know, you got 400 plus active fires. So the answer as to this heat dome and the high pressure, and it depends on the weather and where it's going to be thickest, where it's, you know, where it's blowing, where the smoke is flirting with us in the U.S. And you would think that it would be cleared up in the next couple of weeks, but it's uncharted territory. From everything that I've read, even having a conversation with a weather person I know, they just don't know. They can't predict that. All right. There was this from Bill who said, you know, you hear these jingles on TV and you hear this whole thing about Ozempic, and I didn't think much about it until I had a niece who was on Ozempic for diabetes, and she's had diabetes since she was a teenager, and this has been a drug that's been helpful. She's not heavy, but I suppose she may have benefited from some pounds here or there, because now all of a sudden I keep hearing these stories about it's become this weight loss drug. But the sad part is, Kate, it's become hard to get it in some cases because so many people are trying to get Ozempic to lose weight. And now that people know that it's a weight loss drug, they're seeking it out for weight loss and it having nothing to do with diabetes. And, you know, you give someone the pill and tell them this is going to make you thinner. Of course, if it's being used in that purpose, more people are going to want to get it for that reason. Yeah, you know what? Supposedly it's dramatic, too. It hasn't. What's weird is the manufacturer, specifically of Ozempic, it's not approved for weight loss. But they mention it. Adults lose up to whatever it is, 14 pounds or more, three times in the course of a minute of those spots. You hear something about that, like somewhere in it about the weight loss thing. It was specifically to treat diabetes, not weight loss. But what happened is, like, Kim Kardashian took it. There were some other people that made this a known drug for losing weight, right? And so now there are the knockoff drugs. I'll call them the knockoff drugs, the cheaper versions of it that people are finding and getting access to. And hopefully the side effects. I mean, what are the side effects of this drug? Cause there's always something, right? There's always something about it. But, you know, obesity is out of control, and that's a chronic condition. And it elevates blood pressure, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, or other things that can be pinned to that. And it's interesting because everybody who's taken it now has said that they have lost weight. So this is going to be. It makes me think of. And we had somebody on one time. It was an author we had on. He was talking about eating healthier. And she talked about having to have a lung transplant because she took fenfen, which had that effect of suppressing appetite. And a lot of people started taking fenfen and lost an impressive amount of weight. And it seemed like they didn't have many side effects. You know, especially if it was taken alone. And then all of a sudden, now you see everything under the sun about lawsuits, that there were other things, that there were problems with the medication, with some people, you know, taking it, what happened to them. And I just mentioned the one author we had who said she had to have a lung transplant. She was healthy, and she was taking that for the reason of losing weight. And that was what the side effect was, that everybody was taking it. And they weren't even thinking twice about it. Wow. Yeah. I mean, again, the knockoff drugs are going to be popular for sure. There's no question about that. All right, let's move to this one. This one is from Max. Kate, do you really think that Mike Pence, I heard you talking about him jumping into the race, do you really think that, I also heard you say that you didn't think he was going to get many votes, do you really think that he is even a top five threat to Donald Trump when, as you say, you look at the polls? No. No, I don't. There are a lot of other Republicans in the race, and so far DeSantis is the closest to Trump when it comes to the polling and who people say they're going to vote for. So I don't believe so. There would have to be something fantastic, phenomenal, unbelievable that happens when he's on the campaign trail. And for the life of me, I can't figure out what that would be. What could he say, promise, do that would make people that didn't really know him, didn't care for him, don't think he would be a good president, whatever the reasons are, what would make them suddenly listen to what he has to say and want to vote for him in a primary? I mean, that's what you got to think about. All right, and then there's this last one. This one is from Joseph, who says, isn't it funny that an expansion team on the ice, you were talking about the Vegas Knights, is just wiping up the ice with the Panthers, some Stanley Cup final, eh? There were other series, I think, that might have ended up being more competitive, but both teams won. Hey, they deserve to be there. I think Vegas wraps this thing up in a clean sweep. Boy, it certainly is looking that way, right? They get to the Stanley Cup Finals in their first year and don't win it, and now they have a chance to just say goodbye to the Florida Panthers. They have two. I mean, there's still more hockey to be played, so let's wait and see. Coming up next, you're thinking about retirement. How much money do you have? How much do you need? That's next.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
About retiring and think about what's happening now with retirees. Recently we've had this conversation, research showing that retirees are putting themselves first and limiting financial support to adult children. So we have with us two people who know all about this, Lena Haas, principal and head of wealth management for Advice and Solutions, Edward Jones, and Ken Dykewald joins us too, founder and CEO of AgeWave. Thank you both for coming on.
Great to be here.
Hello, thanks for having us.
So, Lena, let's start with you, and Ken, I'll get your opinion on this too. What are the four key areas to ensure you have a successful retirement? That is a very big question.
Yes, we've heard from both retirees and pre-retirees that there are four interwoven essential ingredients to optimal well-being in retirement. We call them four pillars. Those are health, family, and how you plan to spend time with those you love, purpose, having a meaning in your life, and finances.
All right, so and now you heard what I said in the beginning, and you two certainly know. If we're seeing now that you've got retirees saying that they're not worried about change and that they can handle curveballs thrown their way and that kind of thing, what have you seen that's different, Ken, lately with people who are retiring?
Yeah, it's a totally fascinating thing that's going on, because when our grandparents were retiring, first of all, they only expected to live a couple of years, and they usually thought at the time to kind of wind down. What we've seen in this brand new Edward Jones research with 12,000 people, and we've done three major studies now, so over 30,000 people, is that today the average 50 or 60 year old is thinking about retirement as a whole new chapter in life. So rather than a time just to wind down, it might be a time to play guitar. It might be a time to work at the church. It might be a time to join a softball league. It might be a time to become an entrepreneur. The other thing is that people are beginning to realize that retirement might not be 5 or 6 years, but it might be 20 or 30 years. And to your current point, a lot of folks are scratching their head and saying, you know, I don't ever want to be a burden on my family. On the other hand, I'm not sure I can continue to subsidize my kids as much as I've been doing, and I may need to pull back on that a little bit.
Yeah, and wow, that study, 30,000. Obviously, you've got some great data there, for sure. Lena, were you surprised by what you found out?
Well, I was pleasantly surprised by the fact that people are taking action into their own hands. Vast majority of those we surveyed said that really the difference between surviving in retirement and really thriving, it's the mindset. It's the ability to take life as it comes, but make course corrections, adjust, act. So I thought that was really, really great to see. I was also surprised that contrary to a lot of headlines out there that say that maybe young people are having all the fun, people in retirement are sharing that they're actually happier, more resilient, less anxious than the younger people. And so that combined just made me feel really, really positive that if someone really plans ahead, works with financial advisors, thoughtful about what they do, you know what? They're going to have a great time in retirement.
Let me add a little bit to what Lena just said, that what we saw was that not only was there kind of a new generation of retirees stepping up, you know, the boomer generation, who are more inclined to kind of want to have a grand go of it in their later years versus, you know, having a time on the rocking chair. They also realize that they probably haven't saved enough, but they're willing to make changes, as Lena referred to them as course corrections. So when they may be willing to downsize their home, they might even be willing to work a few extra years. If their health is not what it ought to be, they might be willing to get a little more fit. If their family is important to them but lives at a distance, they might be willing to relocate to be near family. So we saw not only a positive and hopeful attitude towards one's later years, but also a willingness to make changes if necessary, which our parents and grandparents were far less inclined to be willing to do.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks for adding that, Ken. And Ken, what advice would you have along those lines for retirees who are planning to retire? What would you tell them?
Well, a couple of things. You know, I am a gerontologist and psychologist by training, so apologize if I lean a little bit in that direction. I was taken by, actually initially went to school to be a physicist, I was taken by the Apollo launches, which some of us can remember. And to my amazement, when I did some homework, I saw that these expeditions were their most planned expeditions in history, but 97% of the time the rockets were off course. And so the Apollo missions were continual exercises in course correcting. And I think it's the same with our lives. If you think that you just keep your fingers crossed and everything works out fine, you may be surprised to find that life's got curveballs and cannonballs and also windfalls that come your way. And in our report, we looked at about 60 course corrections that people can make and which ones have the biggest impact. So one thing is to realize it's okay if you need to make changes. The second thing is working a little bit longer for many people seem to be a way to handle the fact that they hadn't saved enough. And it might only be a couple, three extra years to build up that, you know, savings pile a little bit. Also, we found, and I don't work for Edward Jones, but I'm going to say this anyhow, that folks who had a financial advisor, somebody kind of in the corner with them, somebody as a guide to tell them, you know, back away from supporting the kids a little bit so that you can have more in your later years. You might need to work a little bit longer. Maybe it's time to think about getting a housemate or downsizing your home. Having that professional with a wider toolbox, a more holistic look at life planning, not just the money, but finance, family, purpose, and health, could go a long way.
Wow, I think that is great advice. And so following up on that, too, and wrapping this up, Lena, where can we go for more information?
Yeah, you could go to edwardjones.com, new retirement. There's a wealth of information there. And I'll just add really quickly to what Ken just said. We also saw that it's almost never too late to make course corrections and get on the right track. Lots of people think that if I haven't started to save diligently right after college, should I even bother? And we saw that in retirement, and certainly leading up to retirement, even relatively minor adjustments can make a huge, huge difference. So very much encourage folks out there to create a plan and get on the right track.
Yeah, great information. Lena and Ken, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We go from retirement and what can you do with your money and when do you need to cut the kids off and all of that to something that I was thinking about because it's summertime, and how about drive-in movie theaters? You know, they used to be such a big deal. When I was a kid, that was one of my favorite things that I got to do with my grandmother. There was a drive-in called Delsey Drive-In, and it was in Vineland, New Jersey. And it's the only true drive-in theater now that is still operating in that part of New Jersey. It opened in 1949. And so they've got, you know, they had last year Top Gun Maverick and Jurassic World Dominion. They have the on-site restaurant. And it's so cheap to go. It's like, you know, you pay for the car load, and then whatever you're going to get food-wise, you could even bring in your own food, and that's what made it affordable for so many people. And there was the whole thing of putting the speaker on the outside of your car. I don't know if any of you can remember that, but as an adult and growing up, that sort of went away, and it was just like a childhood memory. But that theater is still alive, and I looked up a story I happened to see about the oldest drive-in theater, and you know where it is? 9 miles northwest of Allentown, Pennsylvania. It opened in 1934. How about it? It was called Shankweiler's Park-In Theater. That's what they used to call it. And there's about 300 drive-in movie theaters operating in the United States. 29 in Pennsylvania. You might have one in your neighborhood. I wonder if you've gone to see a movie lately with the clunky speaker that goes on the outside of your window. It's so fun. This brings back a flood of memories for the summertime, and we're in the summer. People, be safe, be sane, be happy. This is the way.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.